Hey guys, I was just listening to Davison M's post on the Fashion Iesta. I did not say that right at all, so I apologize. Audio Boom. And about top 10 life hacks for guide-dog owners and fashion. oh my gosh, I picked up a few along the way. I'm on my second guide dog, and my first guide dog totally relate to a lot of what Emily was saying. The fur, definitely, because he was a lab cross golden retriever, and he used to molt. There was never a good molting day with him. He just molted all the time. My current dog's quite light-haired, really. He does molt, but he's a pure labby, and he's very short-haired lab as well, so... I don't seem to get as many hairs on me now as I once did, but obviously still sometimes. Now, where I work, we wear uniform tops, but obviously different kind of trousers and skirts or whatever we want to wear on bottoms. So one of the tips I would also give, especially for girls with guide dogs, be careful how short the skirts go. You might know where I'm going to go with this. So if you've ever had to pick up a number two, if the dogs need to spend while you're out, and my dogs are out with me pretty much all day. Well, my dog, I don't have two. All my dogs have always been out with me for kind of long periods. So you can't expect a dog to kind of hold it all day. And sometimes the number twos have to come. And if number twos have to come, you have to pick up after number twos. And if you have a short skirt on, and I mean, when I'm saying short, I mean quite, you know, kind of mini skirts, right? If you have a mini skirt on and it's windy, it's not a good look when you're trying to kind of crouch down to pick up a number two. I would just always be a little bit aware. I mean, I'm older now and don't really wear short skirts. But when I first got Bailey, my first dog, I did, and I kind of learned that one very quickly. And even like in the summer, even if you're kind of wearing like a sundress and it's windy, you always have to kind of hold the skirt down, pick up the poo, and keep hold of the dog at the same time. It's quite entertaining. So that's probably something I would always say. Definitely agree with everything else that Emily said. Is there anything else I could kind of give tips on? I suppose the wiping the mouth. My previous dog was quite a drooler. So if you're ever in a taxi... or kind of a close space and your dog's a bit of a drooler, maybe always keep some tissues in your bag and wipe their face before they start putting their head on your knee. The amount of times I've got out of cars with jeans that have got like slaver patches on the knees. So yeah, just beware of that. But yeah, had some great tips there as well. So I can't use umbrellas. I always feel like I poke people in the face with them, which is probably not a really good thing to do. Yeah, so cool.